captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
The Depot Furniture Gallery is stocked full of new truckloads of beautiful rustic furniture all throughout Alabama. The rustic look is in high demand, and the Depot Furniture Gallery has beautiful choices to choose from.
If the absolute best selection of rustic furniture in the entire river region is what you're looking for, you have a new option at Rustic Relics at 706 2nd Avenue in Clanton. When we visited the Depot Furniture Gallery, I just fell in love with that rustic style of furniture, especially the pieces with the sliding barn doors.
Entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, coffee and end tables, and more at the Depot Furniture Gallery, located inside Prattville Pickers at 616 Highway 82 West. Other locations in Opelika, Birmingham, Ozark, Arab, and now inside Rustic Relics in Clanton.
For more info, visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
Hello, Montgomery. This is Dr. Portia Bradford Love, and my husband, J.C. Love, is running for mayor. Let me tell you a little bit about J.C. J.C. has a true servant's heart. He is a leader with so many good ideas to help Montgomery flourish. Love for Montgomery means a school system motivated by excellence, not excuses. Love for Montgomery means everyone feels safe in their home and their business. And love for Montgomery means your zip code doesn't determine your access to city services or your opportunity to get ahead. Montgomery, we need to believe in ourselves. JC and I believe in Montgomery because we know the types of great people it has produced and will produce in the future. To me, JC is the obvious choice. After all, he was smart enough to marry me, wasn't he?
I'm JC Love, and Montgomery, I'm running to be your next mayor. It's time for a change, Montgomery. Look around. We can do better, and we have to do better for my children and for yours.
Paid for by Love for Montgomery, P.O. Box 242101, Montgomery, Alabama 36119.
We've had some thunderstorms pop up in the area. We'll check the Live in Fear Doppler after Fox at 5.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Jessica Stone. Retaliation from President Trump. In a series of tweets, the president says China should not have issued new tariffs on $75 billion in U.S. goods. In response, he's hiking existing and proposed U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods by 5%. The president also ordering U.S. companies to stop doing business in China. Here's Fox's John Decker.
President Trump cannot compel any U.S. company to abandon China.
U.S. stocks posting major losses on the news Friday, with the Dow closing more than 620 points down.
The Dow down 623 points. The S&P 500 down 76 points. Both of those averages off more than 2% for the day. And the NASDAQ down 3%.
Fox Business Network's Jerry Willis there. The Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has completed radiation treatment for a tumor on her pancreas. She's said to be fully recovered. America is listening to Fox News.
All right, we have had some thunderstorms, small ones, pop up right over the city within the last 15 or 20 minutes. We are kind of surrounded by clusters of storms. The stuff that's over Montgomery now is new. I also see storm development adjacent to I-65 near Millbrook.
It's a beautiful morning.
And quite a bit of activity as you go further east towards JoJo along Interstate 85. But if one's popping up, that means there could be more. We saw some large ones off to the east just a few moments ago. So what we're doing here in this last day, we have request pending.
Yes, accident witness.
Substitute teacher.
Yes, Weird Al.
Weird Al, which one?
This is the life.
Oh, yeah.
Five Neat Guys.
Five Neat Guys.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't played that in ages.
Harry Carey in the first baseball game.
We'll take we'll do these in the order of which ones we haven't played in a long time.
Okay.
It's been a long time since Five Neat Guys. But I pulled out a couple of these other films hoping they would give Joey some information. Now, this one is called Bad Party. Or is that the one we played before?
No, I don't know.
The only thing different about this particular party was what happened to spoil the good time everyone was having. It all began when the telephone rang, and Susan went to answer.
Susan?
Hello? Hmm? Yes, this is Susan. Wait a minute, will you? I can't hear a thing.
Hey, Jerry, I'm on the phone.
Oh, all right.
Thanks.
Hey, who cut the music?
Jerry. Now, what did you say? When? Who was driving? How bad was he hurt?
Somebody got hurt.
Well, thanks for calling. Oh, yeah, some of them are here. Sally, Jack, you know, the gang. I thought Bob and Ted would be here, too. I bet they wish now they had come. Yeah.
I think Bob and Ted were killed on the way to the weenie roast.
Oh, no.
That's grim. See, it's been a long time since we used. I'm trying to find things that you can be useful to you now.
Scholastic Health Films presents Drugs Are Good For You. This is Sam. Sam desperately wants to make the varsity track team. But when he runs a race, he runs out of breath. Then Sam met Joe, a classmate who spends most of his day hanging out in the parking lot. Joe gave Sam a marijuana cigarette. Scientists have proven smoking marijuana will increase his lung capacity. It worked. Not only did Sam make the team, he won state. Sam and his friends celebrated by going out for pizza and hamburgers and hot dogs and ice cream and cake and tart. Scholastic Health Films wants you to know that no matter what you do, drugs are good for you.
That's kind of weak. Now, this one's about grooming habits. It could be that maybe you're not getting the action you'd like because of your grooming habits.
That's quite possible. I'm quite disgusting.
Skivalous.
Clothes pressed and mended. Shoes polished. These are a few of the habits with which Don and Sue keep neat.
Don and Sue.
And neatness is one of the fundamentals of grooming. So here's part of your big question. How do I look? Are my clothes neat and clean?
Clothes.
Whether you do your own or achieve it by cooperative efforts, keep your clothes looking neat and clean.
And cleanliness and neatness apply to you as well as to your clothes. So after a cleansing, relaxing bath, that's a good daily habit.
Take a bath today.
Sue has a regular routine.
Take a shower.
And plan time, too, for the finishing touches.
Did you wash everything?
Doing your nails. Oh, yeah. Brushing your hair, and so on.
Well, it was very thorough.
Sue avoids red nail polish since it would call attention to her stubby hands. A clear polish keeps her nails sparkling. Once a week, Sue gives herself a complete manicure. Then daily care of her nails is easy. In the same way regular shampoos and daily brushing keep her hair clean and glossy. And these finishing touches that add so much to Sue's cleanliness and neatness all fit into a simple schedule of daily activities. And now for at least 8 hours of sleep.
Mom, press the crease in my chinos. Cause chinos, I'd like to look neat.
Gotta love this man.
Now for a limited time only, the neatest guys of the 50s bring you their neatest million sellers of the 50s in a spectacular new album, Five Neat Guys Gold.
On my seat. Should we double date with Stan and Wendy? Or should we double date with Sid and Sue?
Yes, should we double date with Stan and Wendy? And on the same fabulous album,
I scream. You scream. We scream. We all scream for ice cream.
It's Five Neat Guys Gold, the neatest million sellers from the neatest guys with the neatest music from the neatest era. You'll hear, Mom press the crease in my chinos. Don't mess with B-Punk. My dad's car. Slow dance.
We all scream, it's slow dance or no dance for me.
Or who can forget?
Come on and
put some extra relish on my hot dog. Yeah. It's Sunday. And park marks.
Five Neat Guys Gold, soon to be a collector's item. You'll want in your record library. Remember, I got a hickey.
I got a hickey on my shoulder.
Five Neat Guys Gold, new from K-Tel.
I didn't sleep a wink.
Oh!
All night.
Record only 9 $6.99.
All right. The Five Neat Guys. It kind of went with the film. Film's a little old. But what about, what does she say about her stubby hands?
Avoid red
nail polish. Because it calls attention to her stubby hands.
Stubby hands, okay. Right. All right.
What's wrong with small hands? Especially on a woman. I don't understand.
On a woman? Well, I don't know.
My fingernails are, I don't get manicures, but they're fairly groomed today.
I don't recall once in all my experiences ever noticing a woman having stubby hands.
No. It's not very common. I've noticed like weird thumbs before, like, not like, oh, look at her. Well, maybe man hands. It's like, look at those huge mitts on that gal. I don't know.
He must be a softball catcher.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, we do have some thunderstorm activity. The peak of it seems to be just real close to I-65, although we have heard thunder. I have not seen any rain. Maybe we'll send Joey down to take a look at him.
Yeah, I'll go right now.
Yeah, see what we got, and we'll check traffic in a second. First, a reminder that at least the clouds, the rain, take the edge off the heat. It has been a hot summer. I don't know that it's the hottest summer on record, but they're all hot. And you got to use your AC a lot.
Yes.
Your best bet to make sure you don't come into a situation where your AC is not working is to team up with Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing and have them join their club. Get two annual tune-ups to that system ahead of each. Like, if you called and joined today, come out and get you ready for the rest of the summer. Then come back in around mid to late October to get you ready for the cool weather season coming up. So the first time you turn on your furnace, your house doesn't smell like burnt lint. In the meantime, you get urgent care service anytime if something breaks or goes wrong. It's a machine. Stuff happens. Call them at 277-2125 and get the ball rolling on your Clark's Club membership. And enjoy that protection of not only incredibly talented HVAC technicians and plumbers, but that priority service you'll receive if something goes wrong. And their plumbers, wow. They saved me, I don't know how many hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars they've saved me with tricks of the trade to get a fix done without running up a gigantic tab. They play it straight. That's what they want. And they always follow up with a call to make sure you are 100% satisfied. So call Clark's 277-2125. Alabama certification number 99004. We'll get the Joey report in just a moment.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch moving on through the 5 o'clock rush hour, and it looks like the rain is going to cause some problems out there on the roadways. We do have some slowdowns on the interstates, and we also see an accident on I-85 southbound. That's right at the Union Street exit, so be careful as you approach the downtown area. Traffic is very slow between the Boulevard and Taylor Road on both sides of I-85. Slow down, turn your headlights on, and take it easy. The Boulevard's moving along pretty well. We don't see any big problems on the 31s. Let's just be careful and watch out for the other guy. Every Monday and Thursday, a ribeye steak and fries meal is just $6.99 at the Shack Bar and Grill. It starts at 2 p.m. and goes all night long with free admission till 9. Live music starts at 9 p.m. at the Shack Bar and Grill, 3200 Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt and wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Major economic news for the city of Montgomery today. A multi-million dollar whitewater center is in the works that will include several outdoor activities. And the $50 million project is expected to be a big tourism boost for the capital city. Alabama Democratic Party leaders could lose their seats on the Democratic National Committee after the state party twice missed deadlines for new leadership elections. The DNC's Credentials Committee on Thursday recommended revoking the credentials of Alabama Chairwoman Nancy Worley and Vice Chair Randy Kelly. The action came after the state party missed two deadlines for new elections and party bylaws. Montgomery police say a pedestrian that was hit by a car back in July has now died. Authorities say 53-year-old Richard Wilson of Millbrook was hit on July 29th at I-85 and Forest Avenue. He was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries, then later transported to UAB in Birmingham. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools.
Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting BlueHaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The prospects for rain are getting better and better. In fact, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue in the forecast before fading out in the overnight hours tonight. But then for tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, look for more scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. There'll be a generous supply. Still random. A few towns get skipped, but most towns get wet. Low temperatures at night, it will be in the low 70s, and this pattern continues into the early part of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations, and she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city, so don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me? Mm-hmm. Let's take a roll here. Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at? No Jay Quellen here?
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay, so that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play. Okay then, I've got my eye on you, Jay Quellen. Balake, where is Balake at? Yes, sir.
My name's Blake.
Are you out of your goddamn mind? Do you wanna go to war, Balake?
No.
Cause we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real, so you better check yourself. D-Nice, is there a D-Nice? If one of y'all says some silly name, this whole class is gonna feel my wrath. Now, D-Nice.
Do you mean Denise?
Son of a bitch. You say your name right now.
Denise?
Say it right.
Denise.
Correctly.
Denise.
Right.
Denise.
Right.
D-Nice.
That's better. Thank you. Now, Timothy.
Present.
Thank you.
All right, it is Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM. It's All Request Friday, and this is especially good Friday to be doing requests. Now, what happened to young Joey? I sent him down to look at rain, and he hasn't been back.
Oh, he may have washed away with the flood.
It's raining very hard at this particular moment.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Because we got a big thunderstorm that
That's right.
mushroomed up right over central Montgomery. I just received a little thing from Rusty Aldrich. And it's a new Dr. Sigmund Ezebo.
Really?
Yeah. He said, painstakingly edited just for you. That's a friend that would do something like that. So, this is a debut. I think the subject is bingo.
Doctor,
let's get it back to the beginning here.
Hello.
I need to speak to Liz, please. Please put Liz on phone.
Who is this?
This is Dr. Sidiman Azibo. I called to speak with the Liz. Is this Liz?
No.
Well, then we will Liz be back. You will put her on the phone for me, please. I have things to ask her about the bingo.
About the bingo?
About the bingo. Yes, ma'am. She goes to the bingo hall with my wife because she does not appreciate the cursing that Liz gives at the bingo hall. And I called to tell Liz about that. You talk respectful around other people when you are playing the bingo. I will come and slap you because I do not play that.
Well, f*** you, you
ma'am, what?
Go to hell.
I will come from the Nigeria, ma'am. I'm a trained Mabuti warrior from the Buya tribe. Hello?
The Buya. Person you called is no longer...
Hello?
Liz, you do not hang up on me. This is Dr. Sidiman Azibo. I called to get you straightened out about your foul mouth at the bingo night. Now, you will not disrespect me and hang up again. You will talk to me like a
Who
woman.
Who are you?
I am Dr. Azibo.
I don't know how you got baby, my cell number anyway.
Baby, I tried to get you straightened out because you curse around my wife at the bingo night.
The person you called is no longer on the line.
Let's call her daughter right quick, see if we can get her on the phone.
Hello.
Shelly.
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's comedian Roy Wood Jr. I'm going to need you to call your mom on her cell phone on three-way for me, okay?
Okay.
When you bring her back over, say, Mama, this bingo man keep calling me, too.
Hold on. I hope she answers. Yeah. Mama. Yeah. Some man just called here.
Liz, I had to call your daughter. You had to call your daughter, Shelly, to get back to you because you're acting so childish. Babe, I'm Dr. Sidiman Azibo, and you curse around my wife, and I just want you to apologize to me.
Girl, he called Shelly. He got Shelly on the phone. Call Shelly.
Shelly, you be quiet, and you let me talk to your mother, because I'm going to get this straightened out.
I don't even know who this man is. I don't even play bingo. I don't know who this man is talking about.
You cheated bingo, too, and you would know what I'm talking about when I come and slap you in the mouth. You would know then, because I will slap you, because you're rude to my wife.
I cheated bingo, and he would come and slap me in my mouth.
You would know who I am by the end of the day.
Hey, bring it on. You bring it on, you whoever you are, you bring it on. You raggedy ass. Bring your ass on to me right now.
All I want from you at the next bingo is an apology to my wife when she comes in.
You and your wife.
My wife will whoop your ass like the Matrix. She's from the Matrix because she knows Morpheus and she got...
Your wife. I don't even know you people.
My wife knows Morpheus and Neo and they will come from the Matrix and they will whoop your ass, baby.
To the Matrix?
Yes, ma'am. They're from the Matrix and then they will come
what
and whoop
is
your
ass. Matrix?
That is the question and that is the answer. That's what the movie said.
Here, Shelly, you hang up. Don't. We don't know these people. I don't know who he's talking about.
Baby, dude, I'm just going to slap your daughter and then she will tell you who I am. How about that?
Kiss my... Don't you call my number no more.
Person you called is no longer...
Can't do that anymore.
He's a mess.
Well, that was the type of radio that was... You heard that clip, probably. The call that put an end to prank calling.
Yes.
Because it ended up very badly for the people that were involved in it. Herman.
Mr. Budell.
Yes.
This is Herman. I was wondering if Rosie was around. I'd like to talk to her, please.
Speaking.
Sure. Rosie's right here.
Hello.
Hey, Rosie, this is Herman. We don't know each other very well, but I've been seeing you around. I think you're a stone cold fox. And I would really like to get to know you better. If you want to go out this Saturday night, I'd like to take you to a dinner and a movie somewhere and maybe go out to a club, get to know you a little better.
You need to check with your wife.
Well, she's okay with it.
Ooh.
I figure I'd show y'all how to do it.
By the way, Herman, not to knock your style, but that was hardly what I would call an enticing offer.
Oh, come on, Greg.
You got to throw some buzz in there, like the Ting Town or the Weenie Roast or something exciting.
Well,
I'm definitely not into Teen Town.
Me neither.
And she doesn't, hey, from what I understand, she does not park in cars either.
No.
I don't either.
Those days are long gone.
The NAD commercial, keep it around. I love that thing.
Yeah, that's gotten some play, you know? And I appreciate it when people let me know, because sometimes nobody seems to care, so I'll record over it. I use the space for something else.
Right, y'all have a good weekend.
You too, Herman.
Stay cool. It's going to be hot.
Yeah,
but...
Because of all this climate change and global warming we got going on. Give me a freaking break.
You were learning, listening.
It's summertime, folks.
Yeah. That's what we've been calling it. You know, it's snowing like crazy in Australia right now. They're not freaking out.
Well, it's wintertime down there in the southern hemisphere.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
That's the sun's closer to us in the summer, and it's further away in the winter. Okay, I got it now, Herman. Thank you.
That's what I learned back in high school.
Appreciate it.
First time. All right, y'all have a good one.
Thanks.
You too. Now would be a good time for accident witness.
With the rain?
Yes.
All right. And with apologies, and I feel compelled to say this. Some are going to say, oh, not that thing again. But, and I've been playing it a long time, and I still think it's funny. However, even if you've heard it for 8,000 times, we have new people listening
all the time.
We now have people all over the Southeast and other locations that are listening. One in Germany.
All over the world.
It's the age of the internet, baby. So once in a while, if you hear a repeat, please understand. There are people who have never heard this before, and on a rainy day, it's perfect.
Hey, Mark, excuse me. I'm on my way to 3768. Kind of got hung up. It's raining out here. I'm on my way into Dallas. Jerry's probably going to be calling you to find out where I'm at if he can't get a hold of me, I'm sure.
This is an actual voicemail message.
Boom. Man, I just had a wreck right in front of me. This guy ran a red light and hit four old ladies in an Impala. Just kind of clipped them and turned them around right in front of me, man. That was close. Oh, now this guy's getting out of his car. He's got a white shirt on with a tie and a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. He's throwing his hands up in the air like it was their fault. Hold on. He's going over to their window. She's rolling down the window. Oh, man, I think she sprayed him with pepper spray, man. He's on his face and he's on his knee. She's getting out. She's beating him with an umbrella. The other women are getting out, too. There's one woman with a little black purse. She's tomahawking him, man. She looks like a Sunbelt 20 horsepower jackhammer. Blah, blah, blah. We got another woman that's... She's hitting him like she's got a cattle prod, man. She's got an umbrella and she's sticking it inside. Oh, there's another one it's a little woman who looks like Mother Goose. She's beating him. She's got this new big bag. It's huge. It's about the size of her. She's about 4 foot nothing. She hit him over the head. Everything went all over the place. Her Bible fell. She just hit him in the head with a Bible. Oh, they still beat the hell out of this guy. She picked his Bible up and raised it up above her head and just beamed the guy. This guy's not getting up. They're still hitting him. The one with the little black person still. Oh, pieces in. okay, he's up on the car. The little woman just beating him again with that big bag. He's running to his car. He's out of here. Oh, I wish you would have been here, man. This is too good.
Well, we just had a rather substantial lightning strike in the immediate vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have that folder handy? The day we went off, that got hit by lightning? You saw my skeleton?
Yeah, I know where to find it. No, where? Go out of Boudel crap.
Out?
Yeah, go to the P drive.
P drive.
You can't see where my finger is, but it's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 columns down.
Uh-huh.
And... two from the right.
Two from the right.
Yeah. P drive. Production on office. Right next to Trey Gowdy.
I'm not seeing it.
I could do it for you if you like.
No. There it is.
Now go to podcast.
Podcast.
Right above possum.
There it is. Okay.
Okay. Go to... upload, I think.
Let's see, there's Greg and porn. the hell is that?
2014. Go to 2014.
2014.
That's when it happened. Yes, September, month of lightning. Day of lightning.
Day of lightning.
Lightning hour.
Lightning hour.
You have to skip ahead.
Quickly, if other C6...
I was in rehab. I remember watching this try, and everybody...
Electricians or technicians calling
to move across the Montgomery Regional Airport, and it's...
Yeah, so it's a little before that.
About the people they serve.
Yeah.
Told me that they don't want sympathy. They really don't want pity. They're ready to move on. They're ready to make this adjustment. They just want all the empowering choices restored to their lives as possible. They don't want to have to leave the home that they've lived in for years and years. So Gulf States Mobility makes that home safe and accessible again to limit the possibilities of any setbacks in recovery to whatever extent possible. Many who thought they would never drive again because of a mobility issue now can because of the VIM vehicle fleet they equip at Gulf States Mobility. Vans and SUVs that they equip with voice command technologies that have restored choice to the lives of those who thought they'd forever be dependent on somebody else to live daily life to.
I just connected them with somebody who needs a vehicle for his sister who's ready to start resume driving again, which is really cool. So, yeah, I'm liking that. But how far are we into it here?
26 minutes, 39 seconds is where we're at right now.
When did the lightning strike occur?
I'm not certain. It's close.
Go to the store.
So, a little, within those 2 minutes.
What's going on is very close to us at the moment. Hey, by the way, how about Obama's approval? Finally, people are. There are many pictures of them receiving awards for their service to the disabled in the southeastern United States. They do the best pop. Down to 39. So 61% of the country has its head out of his ass. The other 39%, what are you waiting for?
Well, I got Obama figured out. Finally.
Somebody has.
After all this time.
It's about to happen.
What's your take?
He wants to be Tiger Woods.
Well, he certainly seems to embrace golf.
That's when it happened.
Yeah, that's that moment right there. And it's about this point, Joey sees I'm propelled to the back wall of the studio.
Mm-hmm. I saw your skeleton.
You saw my skeleton.
I saw you scream. I didn't hear you scream.
I didn't scream.
Well, your mouth was agape. Did you just go up?
I had
quietly.
My fillings were electrified.
Yeah.
And your mouth opening is a natural response to that.
Right. Don't you try to come in here and talk? Because
I do.
Made the studio sound crazy, if I remember correctly. Like all sorts of static and cross signals.
I must admit, waiting for that moment is kind of tiresome.
Yes, yeah. I mean, well, really, we decided to torture the audience here in this last hour. Didn't we decide that? All right. Now,
all I remember was you could hear everything start to fade out. And I was telling you, we got hit by lightning.
If you can hear me. I remember you slunk up to the board like you were in a storm yourself. And you're like, bent over, if you can hear me.
He makes me sound like a Lord of the Rings character.
Well,
all right,
a great Randolph the Gray.
While you were gone, I got asked out on another date.
Really?
Yes.
Good for you, bro. So you going to take that guy up on it?
Herman.
But I told him he needed to ask his wife.
Oh, yeah, well.
That kind of put an end to it.
Yeah.
Let's see what we can learn about cultivating cleanliness.
Cultivate such habits as cleanliness and neatness, so you'll be well-groomed.
Mm-hmm. For all through the day, others are looking at you. Your mirror tells you what others see. How do you look? How does Sue look?
You sure is ugly.
How does Don look?
Health, posture, cleanliness, neatness. These grooming habits form the basis of a good appearance.
Yeah, we don't need to listen to the rest of that one. That one's kind of a
waste. Is there some aspect of your hygiene that you think is lacking if you had to be self-critical?
No, because after...
I would say my dental hygiene is lacking. I need to work on that.
Don't wear red nail polish.
Yeah, it makes your hands look stubby. We learned that today, too.
Well, I don't need any help there.
But I got all the cultivating I needed in high school from Mr. Krasnowski when he told us to wash our dingleberries. 536, Georgia,
Florida. Is that like a fruit? An exotic fruit? Like a kiwi?
21 hundredths of an inch of rain in my house so far.
Do you think my calluses are attractive on my hands? Should I shave those down or just leave them?
Good Lord, what are you doing?
Weightlifting.
Oh.
Yeah. Should I? Deadlifts, brother, brother.
Wow. So those weren't caused by excessive friction or anything? Okay.
If anything, that would have made my hands smoother.
536. Right, I'm going to pull up Rich's forecast here. You'll see rain around the area now for the next hour or two. It's still continuing to develop. Georgia Floors Direct has been a flooring destination since 1969. They began with a great idea by a gentleman named Dick McAdam. Back in Montgomery, when the bypass was the bypass, and most of the town was well west of it, he decided to buy the land and build a big warehouse there. So he had a place to store enormous amounts of all types and styles of flooring. Flooring he could turn around and sell at a real wholesale price. Build a team of installers that would be the best at what they do, and then find guys like Jeff Mallinson to make sure customers could navigate what's really an overwhelming number of choices. Also set up financing, 12 months good as cash for qualified buyers, so they could get the new flooring. There was significant weather advisory until 6 p.m. in Montgomery. That's what just came across. So Mr. McAdam did that. He's still around to enjoy the fruits of his success, too. Of course, Montgomery, as he envisioned, has been built around it, and now it's the center of everything that happens here. And it's still your best bet for great new flooring at the best price and installation. All Georgia Floors Direct, 1965 Eastern Boulevard, next to Ashley Home.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling our way through the middle of the 5 o'clock hour, and no matter where you look, it looks like we have a traffic jam. The boulevard is packed full of traffic. It is a parking lot all the way from Baptist Hospital around to the Atlanta Highway, so just be patient as you make your way through there. It's the same story on I-85. We have a traffic jam that starts around the boulevard and continues all the way into the downtown area. There is an accident near the South Union Street exit, so be careful there. If you're headed out of downtown north on I-65, there's a slowdown around the Northern Boulevard. Once you clear that, though, you got a clean ride into Pratt. Let's just be extra careful this afternoon as we make our way home. The National Clearance Event is going on right now at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota, I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The prospects for rain are getting better and better. In fact, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue in the forecast before fading out in the overnight hours tonight. But then for tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, look for more scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. There'll be a generous supply. Still random. A few towns get skipped, but most towns get wet. Low temperatures at night, it will be in the low 70s, and this pattern continues into the early part of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
I'm a mom, and I know David Woods.
I'm a veteran. I know David Woods.
We know David Woods.
Sure, I know David Woods. David cares about education, and I trust him to fix our broken schools.
David volunteers to support our military. He'll protect Maxwell and Gunter Air Force bases.
You know, David Woods is as sick of criminals as we are.
He'll put a police precinct in every part of Montgomery.
David Woods has the vision to make Montgomery a better, safer city.
I'm David Woods. I want to bring Montgomery together to rid our neighborhoods of crime and reverse the downward decline of our schools so all our children can achieve their dreams. Together, we can create new opportunities, new hope, and new jobs for the River Region.
Join me
in voting for our next mayor.
David Woods for mayor.
Paid for by David Woods for Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It is 5:43. Thunderstorms in the area. Please drive with caution. Probably approach the opposite sex with the same. Never mind.
I eat filet mignon 7 times a day. My bathtub's filled with Perrier. What can I say? This is a life. I buy a dozen cars when I'm in the mood. I hire somebody to chew my food. I'm an up and three mobile dude. This is a life. But I can't really tell. I got the whole world at my feet, and I think it's pretty swell. I got women lined up outside my door. They've been waiting there since the week before. Who could ask for more? This is the life.
Presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, It's Greg Budell and Joey Clark.
Further evidence, actually, the story is not electrifying. What's electrifying is that NBC has gone this far off the deep end. A new report by NBC News, radical feminist Marcy Blanco, says that heterosexuality is just not working. If she
for whom?
Let's look a little deeper, shall we? Women are increasingly opting out of heterosexuality. You can opt out of that?
Increasingly, how much?
Think of the savings. It's the bedrock of global oppression. Oh, my God.
She is crazy.
Well, she's not going to be popular.
I don't know enough about her.
You know what?
To really
she needs to talk to God about that if she thinks it's not working out.
You know what? I bet you...
He designed it.
I bet you $10, Greg, that she has stubby hands.
And red
and
nail
probably
polish.
Red nail polish that highlights it. I was... also going to suggest that this woman probably has not been in a good long time. Probably can't even remember the last time she got really good. Was left in a heavily breathing heap by Mr. Wright. She's bitter, angry, probably gotten fat, and as you pointed out, probably has stubby hands with red nail polish that continuously brings attention to them. That's what I would say.
Her thinking is marred.
Bill marred.
Probably.
I wanted to also mention that in a situation like this one with the storm, you know those surge protectors they sell you at the store? Ha-ha. If you think one of those is really going to protect your delicate electronics, think again. It doesn't work that way. If you really want whole home surge protection, you should call Mr. Electric.
Yes.
At 245-1666 and have them take care of it. They'll make sure that if, and it can happen. Look what happened right over my head. And look what it did to our electronics. How long did it take for them to restore this? It took a long time. So why take the chance? Buying a $12 cord at Walgreens is not going to get the job done. Call Mr. Electric for true, not only home surge protection, but backup. If the power is out for hours or days, the Generac is a system that kicks right in and keeps you powered up until power is restored. Mr. Electric can help you with it all. 245-1566 or MrElectric.com. Our final traffic update at 550.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the Friday afternoon traffic, and the rain is causing some problems. We have a big backup on I-85 between the Boulevard and Taylor Road, so please be careful there. There's a large storm and traffic has slowed way down. Make sure your headlights are on and be careful about the traffic around you. If you're on the Boulevard, we have an accident at the Boulevard and the Troy Highway, so be careful in that area. The 31s are all looking good this afternoon, and we don't see any big problems on I-65. Once you make it over to 65, it looks like you got a smooth ride this afternoon. Let's just be careful and get our weekend started. Right. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration will be September 9th to October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Mr. Sandman.
It's time for Mr. Sandman's not quite famous end of summer sale. A sale so amazing we can only do it once a year, right before we start our fall sale. Seriously, we have a huge inventory of mattresses, headboards, and beds drastically discounted to reduce excess inventory. A large selection of 10 to 12 inch thick king mattresses under $3.99. Queen mattresses from $149, twins from $99, full headboards from $79, queen beds from $149, special discounts available on Serta, Beauty Rest, Jameson, and Sutherland mattresses, as well as many adjustable bases. Mr. Sandman still has a nice selection of floor samples to liquidate, including iComfort, Heirloom, Jameson Latex, and other premium sets. Mr. Sandman currently has over 400 mattresses and 200 beds and headboards in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery. Shop around, but visit us before spending your money. We normally offer at higher quality and lower prices than our competitors while maintaining excellent customer service. In Montgomery or Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one conservative choice for the voters of Montgomery on August 27th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. The choice could not be more clear. Charlotte Meadows is the true Republican. She has been active in our local and state Republican Party, leading the Republican Club of Central Alabama for the past 4 years, even campaigning for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Meadows is the true conservative, endorsed by all the conservative groups, and she even received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association. And Meadows has a proven record of helping our community. She co-founded LEAD Academy, has been an active member in the Montgomery Capitol Rotary, was chosen to participate in Leadership Montgomery and Leadership Alabama, and served on the Jimmy Hitchcock Committee. We need Charlotte Meadows representing us. When you go to the polls on August 27th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Significant weather advisory. We'll update the radar in about 4 minutes.
Did the first baseball game ever play? You guys are aware of that.
Sure. Mm.
Yeah, he was the only guy around at that time.
Sure.
To do that game. And it was wonderful. I got an old tape of it, and I listened to it all the time. Hello, fans. This is Harry Carey. Welcome to today's game between the Bethlehem Braves and the Jerusalem Giants. Kind of a sparse crowd here today, as a plague of locusts has made it tough to get out to the ballpark. You can hear the vendors, though. Hey, manna, get your manna. Who wants bread from heaven? It's hot. It's fresh. It just fell. Hot manna here. Penance. Penance. Our Father's Hail Marys. Can't get absolution without an act of contrition. Who wants a rosary here? Water. Water. What?
Uh-oh.
Wine! Who wants wine now? Peter looks into Jesus for the sign. Jesus gives him the sign. Holy cow! Peter denies it. He gives it to him again. He denies it again. Once more. That's three times, and Jesus is out to give Peter a sermon on the mound. Jesus, of course, the big hero in yesterday's game, came up in the bottom of the ninth with the Braves down 3-0 and hit a bases empty grand slam. Fans, we haven't had a miracle like that since we had fishes and loaves night. I had a chance to talk with the Savior after the game, and this is what he had to say.
Well, Harry, the ball was on the outside part of the play. I was not time to make contact. First,
first of all, I want to thank my father for loading the bases. Muchas gracias, señor. And also the Holy Ghost for breaking up the double play. Back to live action. Lazarus up to the plate now. What's that? Oh, I'm sorry. Lazarus up to the plate now. Here's the pitch. Oh, no, he's hit. He's hurt. He's down. Holy cow, he's dead. But wait a minute. He gets back up. That's the sixth time this week. That kid can take one for the team. Abraham up to the plate now. Probably up here to sacrifice. Infield drawn in for the patriarch, and now there's some action in the Bethlehem bullpen. I can't quite make out the back of his robe. It is the big number 10, Moses, just called up from the burning bush league. Already gaining a reputation for that lightning fast pickoff move, reminding those runners that thou shalt not stand.
And that's about all the time we have for the worst baseball game ever, because we don't want to bump into the Joey Clark Radio Hour. We've been watching the radar this afternoon, and well, when we first started, there were a couple of storms. Most of the activity was south and west of the city. But watching this most recent loop, some very impressive thunderstorms have mushroomed up over Montgomery. They are slowly moving to the east, and the image I'm looking at seems to be from about Taylor Road East past Chantilly in the Middleene, heading towards Shorter, and eventually... But the Montgomery severe, not severe, the significant weather advisory expires in just a couple of minutes. What's up on the Joey Clark Radio Hour tonight?
Competition, Greg. Competition. Some competitions are just downright destructive, but when there's a real war on, sometimes it's a great thing for everybody.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Have you heard of the latest wars? There are two I have in mind that are good for everybody. I'm not talking about the trade war.
The war on women?
No.
That I've been conducting single-handedly?
No, there is a fight going on for the hearts and minds, but most importantly, the taste buds of American consumers between Popeyes and Chick-fil-A.
Oh.
And their chicken sandwiches. There's also a war about to really kick into high gear starting next weekend in the wrestling world between AEW and WWE.
Oh, yeah, I've been...
Yeah, I know you love that stuff.
I'll tell you what, if Popeyes really wants to win the chicken war, mm-hmm. they need to piss off the left and
have try them to boycott out. It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and because mm-hmm. nobody did more marketing-wise, advertising-wise, than the left did to get Chick-fil-A.
I remember that day
to the number three yeah. spot.
Did backfire
big time.
Yeah,
because there's still whether you agree with what the chairman of the company says, it's his opinion. And not too many people are on board with the idea that you know, they should be shut down. They have grown more in the last 5 years than any other franchise chain. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Hobby Lobby's doing really great, too.
They
and
sure
you know
are.
What? I saw signs from both of them yesterday. They both offer 15 to 16 plus an hour for starting employees who work full-time.
And their employees.
And the benefits.
Customer service is second to none.
Yes.